SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. Today we are learning about the kitchen, another room of het huis. The kitchen is a bit of a funny word maybe, because it is koken, not to interfere with koken, because koken is to cook and koken is the kitchen. So bij koken, in the koken, that means we cook in the kitchen. So be very precise with your pronunciation on this one. In today's lesson, I'm going to teach you very popular words that you will use a lot in the kitchen, in the koken. I will teach you the word and then I will put it into a sentence for you to listen to see if you can recognize what has been said. Because in Dutch conversations, you will probably learn and know a word, but then maybe hear it in a sentence that you don't know all the words in. So this not only helps you to learn today's words, but also learn more words along the way and your listening skills. After, obviously, I will still translate the sentence, and I also encourage you to use today's words in sentences throughout your week. So let's get started. The first word is knife, and a knife is a mess. Now, I always teach this to the kids to say that you do need to use a knife because otherwise you'll create a mess. That is the Dutch word for knife. So het mes, the sentence, the zin. Ik heb een mes nodig om groenten te snijden. Ik heb een mes nodig om groenten te snijden. So that means I need a knife. I have a knife to need to cut, snijden, de groenten, the vegetables. So I need a knife to cut the vegetables. Next one, stove. Stove is het fornuis. Het fornuis. So it sounds like the number four plus an alteration of the word nice. So you can think something like it's nice to have four pits on your stove or whatever you want to link it to. Het fornuis. De zin. De pan staat op het fornuis om water te koken. De pan staat op het fornuis om water te koken. So the pan stands, sits, is on the stove to cook, to boil the water. So we say that we are cooking water rather than boiling water. But obviously, we use koken to say boiling. Next up, oven. Very easy. Same spelling, slightly different pronunciation. We say oven with a clear O. De oven. De zin. De oven is heet. Pas op. De oven is heet. Pas op. In case you didn't know, but I guess you will, the oven is hot. Watch out. So pas op is a very freaking sentence that we use a lot to say to our loved ones. Next up, that will be spoon. A spoon is a ladle. Maybe you can link it to a ladle, but with a P. Lepel, de lepel. Ik roer de soep in een kom met een lepel. Ik roer de soep in de kom met een lepel. Ik roer, I stir the soup in a bowl with a spoon. Then the next word, which is also important, is de kom, which is a bowl. De kom. The difference is that de kom is a noun for bowl and ik kom is I come as a verb. So even though the spelling and the word is exactly the same, the use of it is different. De zin, ik heb een nieuwe kom nodig voor mijn ontbijt. Ik heb een nieuwe kom nodig voor mijn ontbijt. So I need a new bowl. So again, we use the I need sentence for my breakfast, ontbijt. Because you take your first bite of the day. Then we also have a fork. Now, as you probably have remembered, a fork starts with an F and often in Dutch is translated with a V instead. Same case here. So instead of fork, we say vork. De vork. Ik gebruik een vork om mijn eten op te scheppen. Ik gebruik een vork om mijn eten op te scheppen. Ik gebruik, I use, a fork to serve, opscheppen, mijn eten, my food, or usually my dinner. You can refer to that as well, but some kind of food. I use a fork to serve my food. Then another easy one, pan or pot. That would be de pan. Same spelling, different pronunciation, de pan. Het water in de pan begint te borrelen. Het water in de pan begint te borrelen. So the water in the pan begins and then to boil. So borrelen is the process of water beginning to boil. Then we have the plate. Plate is een bord, het bord, as if you're using a board for your plate. Het bord. Mijn moeder schept het eten op mijn bord. Mijn moeder schept het eten op mijn bord. So we use opscheppen again. So my mom serves my food onto my plate. And then we have a word for cutlery as well. So your knife, fork and spoon. Cutlery, we call cutlery het bestek. Het bestek. And also I'm going to use the word for fridge, which is de koelkast. Like a cool cupboard. De koelkast. Het bestek ligt in de la naast de koelkast. Het bestek ligt in de la naast de koelkast. So the cutlery is in the drawer next to the fridge. And last but not least, I've got another set of two words. First off is de grootsteen, de grootsteen. And that is a special word because it is the sink, but specifically used for the keuken sink, de grootsteen. And we've got de snijplank, de snijplank. So a plank to cut, so your chopping board. De snijplank ligt naast de grootsteen. De snijplank ligt naast de grootsteen. So your chopping board is laying next to the kitchen sink. And these are all the words of this week. Listen to it again online on the website in case you want to re-listen to the sentences and all the words or see the whole list of words. And I encourage you to make your own sentences with these every time that you are in your own keuken. Dat is het voor vandaag. Heel veel plezier met oefenen en tot volgende week. Doei!
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.